Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about the benefits and also the impacts of social connection or a lack of social connection. And all of us have needs to connect with other people and to have people in our world. And in some ways that can be quite easy for some people. For others it can be quite a challenging thing that has a massive impact. And one of the reasons that this is so important is that our connections with other people allow us to access things like social capital, to get the benefits of those social connections. And when it comes to social capital, studies have shown that both physical and mental health improves the more meaningful the connections that we have with people are. Social connections are really, really important, but it's not as easy as it seems. And sometimes people can really struggle to connect or where they are connected to have deep and meaningful connections with people. So we've got a couple of tips this week for how to manage that. The first one is to spend a bit of time getting in touch with yourself and to know yourself and do a bit of an inventory of your social world. Ask yourself, how well connected are you? You might even be able to do a bit of a map and map out the people that are in your world. And if you notice that there's a bit of a deficit there, start to think about how you might be able to change that. And also to get in contact and get in touch with your own feelings about connection. Sometimes people know inherently that connecting is difficult for them, and sometimes they know exactly why that is as well. Once you've done that, then you can start to step into the space of exploring the options, and obviously starting with the easiest and most comfortable options for social connection is going to be fruitful ground and probably the best way to go. The benefits of social connections occur both in the traditional real world, you know, where we connect interpersonally with people, but also when we connect in the virtual world as well. So through social media, through websites and groups online, or via a variety of connecting apps. The benefits are actually exactly the same. They are different, but in terms of social capital, it's just as viable. Have a think about the best place for you to connect. Comfort is a really good bearing of that. Keep in mind that when we connect with other people, there is always and associated risk and vulnerability. And so comfort can't be the sole determinant, the only way that you judge the best way to connect for you, because the reality is connecting is difficult and it leaves us a little bit exposed and vulnerable. So if that's true for you, then consider some of the ways that you can manage that discomfort so that it allows you to connect. The other bit of advice I have for people is to spread your connections out. Spread it out amongst family, amongst friends, online, out in the world, you know, individual connections, group connections, community connections, and try and get a variety of that social contact happening. I guess this also becomes an opportunity for all of us to deepen the connections that we have as well, to take a step further, to be a little bit more vulnerable, to let someone in or to be there for someone else as well. And it's really important that we all remember that for all of us, we might also be a really important social connection for other people as well. And so if we can be the best social contact for them, we probably benefit from that as well. So some strategies to connect the dots this week with Mind Games.